In order to appreciate today's gospel reading from the gospel according to Matthew, one has to read the passage that precedes this one. And the passage that precedes this one is the one where Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. A shepherd has 100, sheep. He has 99 with him, and one has gone astray. And the shepherd leaves that 99 to go to find that one lost sheep. He cares so much for the well-being of that sheep, that one sheep, that he takes time, leaves the security of the 99 to seek that one lost out. Brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm pointing this out is that when one strays, one does sin. And we are called to, love that sinner. But at the same time, we are called to help that sinner recognize his or her ways in the way they have sinned. Because today's, gospel reading says, if your brother, I'll make this gender exclusive, you don't mind, if your brother or sister has done something against you, you are to go to him or her and speak about it alone. And the thing is that if someone sins or does something hurtful and we don't address it, we do participate passively in that sin. And our first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel points that out. Ezekiel has been appointed the watchman of Israel to guide people and to help people to lead, a life following the commandments. It is about being held to accountability. Also, when we do confront someone who has hurt us, or when someone has corrupted something, we are to go to that person with love. Because as St. Paul says in the second reading, you are to love each other. Love God, love neighbor. And loving, our neighbor doesn't mean that we allow that person to step on us, to abuse us, or to simply get away with bad behavior. It can be done with love and care. It is an art in itself. I think of an episode in the life of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, if you can remember, was a social rights activist. And he spent 27 years of his life in prison for his revolutionary activity addressing, the segregation and apartheid movement in South Africa. And 18 of these 27 years were spent on an island called Goban Island. And one day, a lieutenant general of the South African Air Force was doing an inspection of that prison. And he asked to speak to Mr. Mandela. And Mr. Mandela is brought to, an office, and also present there is the commanding officer of that prison. And this commanding officer was very much hated and feared because of his bad behavior that he displayed towards prisoners. The lieutenant general asked Ms. Mandela to list the complaints that prisoners have about conditions in the prison. And with much grace and without recrimination, Ms. Mandela lists the problems. He's doing this in front of the commanding officer who is responsible for the care of the prison. Well, the next day, the commanding officer goes to Miss Mandela and says, "I am leaving here. I wish you well. Take care of yourself." And Miss Mandela was quite touched by this, because he didn't think that this man had a heart at all. In turn, Mr. Mandela wished that person well, too, in his life and in his future. This was an act of confronting without revenge, without recrimination, an act of love, an act of mercy. No one deserves to be abused, stepped on, or dignity taken down. And I have said, my brothers and sisters, when people do bad things, and we are a witness to that, we passively participate in that sin. The same thing goes with as we approach this day of election. If we vote for leaders that are corrupt, and we do this out of our own self-interest or our short-mindedness, we are participating in that corruption. And as Catholics, we have a life of devotion that is centered around, the Eucharist and listening to the Word of God. And as we participate in a religion of devotion, we are also called to participate in a religion of commitment. And our baptism calls us to this. We are called to love God, love neighbor, love each other, and not to seek revenge or participate in the sinful behavior of others. So as we continue with the celebration of this liturgy, let us pray for that spiritual food and that spiritual grace to go out and make a difference and be honest to say who we really are. We are a caring, loving, merciful people.